For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. People all over the world are familiar with the parable of the prodigal son. Every day, thousands of people pass through the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, to catch a glimpse of the original Rembrandt painting that captures the return of this wayward son to his father's house. The fame of this painting proves this related passage of Scripture resonates to many of us who have either spiritually or physically found ourselves drifting away from our anchor point. Join us now for the conclusion of the message, Meanwhile, Back at the Father's House.
There was a period of time that I turned my back on God and I walked away from God and I did my own thing. And literally, I was involved in some automobile accidents that very easily could have took my life. But yet God, lovingly and longingly, patiently waited and watched for my return to Him. It was a patient loving. We find the Son was missed. The Son of God today wants to be close to us. And I believe today He keeps calling us. I'm going to tell you, I believe if you're saved, you'll know you're saved. I believe you'll know when you got saved. And I believe if you're saved and you're living a life that is unpleasing to God, I believe there'll be many reminders that God lives in you and He desires for you to come back to the place where you left when you turned your back on Him and walked away. He still loves you. I tell you, my dad, he loved me, but he didn't love the neighbor's kids like he loved me. He didn't love the kids at church like he loved me. And I'm not saying he didn't love them because, I mean, he was a loving person. But my dad loved me because I was his child. And I tell you today, God loves me because I'm his child. And I'm glad today. I'm glad today by the faith that I placed in Him that He has taken me. He's loved me patiently until bringing me back to the place that I needed to be. And I'm so glad that I came. But then we see a patient longing and a patient loving, but there was a patient looking. I believe every day the Father went to the gate. He stood by the gate and He watched. He was looking for that son to come home. He knew the son was not going to last long. He knew that what he had, no doubt, I don't know how much he got, but obviously it didn't take him long for him to spend it all. We find him so hungry that literally he desired to eat the husk that the swine was eating. But thank God the Father never stopped looking for him. And I'm glad today our Heavenly Father never stops looking for us. If you're here and you've turned your back on God and you've walked away from God and you're not serving God and you're not faithful to God, He's looking today and He's calling you and He's longing and today He's looking for you to return. And all you have to do is just come back to where you left and He'll receive you to where you are. And then we see the Father's provision when He did come. This all taking place now. The Son is gone. While He's gone, Dad's heart broken, no doubt going through the misery of not knowing every night where his son is. But he never gives up. He never loses hope. He never quits looking. And one day on the horizon, he sees his son afar off. And look what the Bible said. But he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him. And had what? Compassion. I'm going to tell you something today. Just as much as my dad loved me, and just as much as his dad loved him, my God has compassion on those of us who turn our back on Him and walk away. The Bible said his dad had compassion. He ran. He fell on his neck. And he kissed him. He didn't wait for him to come. He didn't point his finger in his face and said, Son, I knew you'd be back. I told you not to leave. We don't see anywhere where he scolded him at all. We don't see anywhere where he browbeat him and told him that he had wasted everything he had and now he had made a mess of his life and you've made your own bed, sleep in it. And there's been many a dad that's told their children that. But the Bible said he saw him and he ran to him, had compassion on him. He fell on his neck and he kissed him. I'll never forget the day that I came back home. And by the way, I did come back home. I went back. I was 21 or 22 years old. And I went back to my dad's house and I said, "Can I come home?" He said, "Son, you're welcome to come home. However, the same rules still apply." I said, "No problem. I've learned my lesson." My mother and daddy opened their arms lovingly. They received me back into their home. They did not harass me. They did not scold me. They did not tell me what a mess I'd made of my life. But they just loved me and cared for me. And thank God, God got a hold of me and changed my life. Called me to preach, and that's where I'm at today. The Bible said that he ran to him. He didn't cast stones. He didn't judge. He just ran to him. He was so glad to see him come back. The Bible said he kissed him. I don't believe it was just one kiss. I believe it was continual kissing. I believe it was an ultimate sign of acceptance by the Father. He was kissing him, and he was glad to have him back. And literally, the law demanded death. And grace had been extended by the kiss of love from his Father. And yet today, Jesus stands with open arms, ready to receive whosoever will. Let him come. You know, I think about many people that I deal with sometimes. They say, "Preacher, I'm just too bad. God don't want nothing to do with me." You're just the person God wants. He loved you enough to die for you. And He loves you enough to look for you. He loves you enough to long for you. He loves you enough to wait for you to come back again. And then notice, if you would, here's the best part of the story. I tell you, it gets exciting now. The Bible said that he came and he had confessed his sin and he said, "I've sinned." And he said, "I'm not even worthy to be one of thy servants." Don't you like them little words? But, look at the next verse. But, the Father said to his sons, "Bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Friend, it sounds like the reunion of a young man that had surrendered to go to the mission field and gone overseas and gave his life toiling for years to win people to Jesus, and coming home and getting the type of reception that you would expect from a son that had done good. A robe, a ring, the fatted calf. But no, wait a minute. This guy hadn't been on no mission field. He was on one, but he didn't recognize it. He had been down in the swine. He had been out with the world. He had been out using up every bit of the money that he had given to him. He gets the royal treatment because his dad is glad to see him home. You know, when I came back to the Lord, I'm glad he didn't put me on a test or a trial. I'm glad he didn't say, "You're on 90 days probation. I'm going to watch you, and if you do okay, I'll accept you." But with open arms, he said, "I forgive. I forgive. I forgive." And yet the Father came, he took the robe. The robe speaks of purity. The robe covered all the evidence of the hog pen. I don't know whether he took a shower or not, but I know one thing. The robe covered anything that might have been showing. I mean, no longer could they see the stench of the world and the scars of the world. But all they could see was the royal robe. And I tell you, when I came to Jesus, he covered me with the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, "Bring forth not only the robe," but he said, "I want you to bring a ring. I want you to put it on his finger." The ring is significant of a privilege. Most of you today probably have a high school ring. Signification of the privilege that you had of going to high school and graduating. Some may have done well enough to get a college ring. And that college ring, you can wear that with pride because it speaks of the privilege that you have because you obtained a degree, you studied hard, and you now have a ring to show that you've worked for what you've got. And when the father took the ring and placed it on his finger, he said, "Son, along with this ring comes all the privileges." He said, "This is not our house, but it's your house." He said, "This is not our food, but it's your food. These are not my servants, they're your servants." And here's the privilege of the ring placed on your finger. And then he said, "Bring forth some shoes." I don't know, but probably the boy come home shoeless. You know, shoes don't last too good down in the hog pen. You ever been in a hog pen? Sometimes you step out of your shoes because the mud just sucks it in. I don't know if he lost them that way or not. You know who was barefooted in those days? It was slaves. It was people that did not have any ownership of anything. And the Bible said he came home and the father gave him the shoes that speaks of position. He said, "This is my beloved son. He was lost, but now he is found." I'm glad today that our relationship is based on the fact God's given us food on our table and shoes on our feet. And then we find here the provision of rejoicing. The fatted calf was kept for special occasion. The fatted calf was the father's way of sharing his joy all the way around. I wonder today, the Bible said that there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 that needeth no repentance. We want to look for that lost person that is lost without Christ to come back to Him and give Him their life and be willing to serve Him with all their heart and all their soul. Notice everything that the father did, he gave to him. The father doesn't say, "Son, I'm going to give you a job. I'm going to pay you a certain amount of wages." He said, "No, son, it's all yours." If we come back to God, He gives us everything. All the privileges, all the position, all that we need in Him, He gives when we return to the Father. Yep, the son was gone. Meanwhile, back at the father's house, there was a lot of turmoil. There was a lot of praying. There was a lot of heartache. There was a lot of hurt. Think about the wasted time that his father spent at the gate when he could have probably been doing something productive. But what he was doing was productive because he loved his son and he wanted him to see him come home again. If you wandered away from God, I plead with you today, would you come home? He's watching, he's waiting, and with open arms, he's ready to receive you. He's not here to condemn you. He's here to encourage you. He's not here to hurt you. He's here to help you. And friend, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was the day I came back to the Father. And the Father blessed me with all the rewards that He's given to me. Friend, He stands ready. He stands waiting. Please come home. Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You, Lord, for the Word of God. And Lord, I pray today that You'd help us. Lord, no doubt this was a loving Father. He loved His Son. Even though his son had done a bad thing, there's nothing anymore today that would make us happy than to see somebody come home. Lord, I pray today that You speak to hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
While the Bible is clear that sin leads to destruction, it is comforting to know that our Heavenly Father loves us so much that He is standing, waiting, and watching for our return. Where do you find yourself this morning? Are you living in your own strength? There is no need to struggle. Just return to the Father and He will lighten your burden. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.